This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is toxic trait mirroring, and why it makes you start behaving like the person you resent? How exposure to toxic traits slowly rewires the way you think, speak, and act. In short, toxic trait mirroring is when sustained exposure to someone's damaging behaviour causes you to unconsciously adopt those same patterns yourself. It happens gradually, not all at once, and often without your awareness. The mirroring is driven by stress and proximity, not conscious choice. Recognising it earlier is the only reliable way to stop it. Definition: toxic trait mirroring is the gradual, unconscious process by which a person absorbs and begins to replicate the damaging behavioural patterns of someone they are in sustained close contact with, often someone they actively resent or oppose, without intending or noticing the change until it is well established. You notice it first in other people. A colleague, who used to be measured and fair, starts snapping at the team the same way the difficult manager above them snaps at everyone. A friend, who once had no patience for passive aggression, begins using the exact same silent treatment they once complained about. A team member, who described a manipulative coworker in detail to you 3 months ago, now uses the same deflection tactics in meetings. Then, one day, someone reflects it back to you. A trusted friend says you seem angrier lately. A colleague asks if you are all right because you have not been yourself. You hear words come out of your mouth and recognize them as the words you despise hearing from someone else. That is the moment you realise toxic trait mirroring has been working on you, quietly, for longer than you knew. This is what toxic trait mirroring does. It does not announce itself. It moves in the way a slow tide moves, reshaping the ground beneath you without ever making a sound. How toxic trait mirroring actually works in practice. The process is not mysterious, even if it feels that way. When you spend significant time with someone whose behaviour is hostile, manipulative, dismissive, or defensive, your nervous system begins to treat their patterns as reference data. You are not studying them. You are simply surviving proximity to them. Over time, your responses start to shift. You become quicker to defend, sharper in your tone, less willing to show uncertainty. You adopt the very postures and tactics that the difficult person uses because on some level, they have worked. Not well, and not for long, but they have functioned as a short-term shield. That is enough for your brain to file them away as useful. Here is a real example. A project manager I knew spent 18 months reporting to a director who would publicly undercut her ideas in meetings, then privately take credit for them. She brought enormous patience and professionalism to that relationship. But by month 14, she was undercutting her own team members before they could finish their thoughts. She did not see it. Her team did. She was doing precisely what had been done to her. Not from spite, but because the pattern had been drilled in by repetition and stress. This is what makes toxic trait mirroring so dangerous. You do not need to admire someone to absorb their worst habits. You only need to be near them long enough. What this actually looks like when it is happening. The signs are really dramatic. Toxic trait mirroring does not turn you into a villain overnight. It shows up in small, uncomfortable shifts that are easy to explain away individually, but form a clear pattern. When you step back, you start to interrupt more in conversations with people who have never interrupted you. You catch yourself withholding information in ways that feel like self-protection, but look like manipulation from the outside. Your tone in written communication becomes terser, sharper, less generous. You start attributing bad motives to people before they have done anything to earn that suspicion. The amygdala hijack plays a significant role here. Repeated exposure to threat-level behavior from a toxic person keeps your stress response primed. You are not calm, and then reactive. You are already reactive before the conversation starts. That hair trigger state is where mirrored behaviours live. People around you begin to notice. They may not name it. They may simply create a little more distance. They may stop bringing you problems they would once have brought. They may answer your questions more carefully than they used to. These are not signs that other people have changed. They are signs that you have. Three things people get wrong about toxic trait mirroring. Misconception 1. I would never behave like them. The false belief is that awareness of someone's toxic traits creates immunity to them. It does not. In fact, I have watched people who describe toxic colleagues with great precision and moral clarity gradually adopt the exact behaviours they catalogued. Awareness of what the behaviour looks like in someone else does not protect you from absorbing it yourself. Only active self-monitoring does that. Misconception 2. If it's happening, I must want it to happen. This is the version that causes the most shame. People believe that if they have started mirroring someone's toxic traits, it must reflect something dark in their own character. It does not. Behavioral contagion is a real, documented feature of sustained human proximity. You can genuinely hate a behavior and still absorb it under pressure. The adoption is not a moral failure. Leaving it unexamined would be. Understanding the role of emotional intelligence in team dynamics helps here. When your emotional intelligence is not actively engaged, automatic responses fill the gap. Mirroring is what happens in that unguarded space. Misconception 3. Once I leave the situation, it will stop. Sometimes it does. But patterns that have been reinforced over months or years do not dissolve the moment the source is removed. I have seen people leave toxic work environments and carry the defensive patterning into the next team, the next relationship, the next conversation. The mirrored behaviors travel with you until you consciously examine and replace them. Where you are most likely to recognize this in your own life. At work, with a difficult manager or colleague. A team member finds herself regularly dealing with a colleague who dismisses her ideas in group settings and then privately presents those ideas as his own. She stays professional. She stays calm. But 3 months in, she notices she has stopped sharing ideas in group settings at all. 6 months in, she is preemptively undercutting other people's suggestions before they can be stolen. She is not doing this with awareness. She is doing it as defense. The passive-aggressive patterns that erode team trust are now hers, borrowed from the person who taught her to need them. In a personal relationship with a critical or controlling person, a man spends 2 years in a close friendship with someone who uses guilt and silence as control tools. He notices, slowly, that he has started doing the same thing with his partner at home. When he is hurt or uncertain, he goes quiet for days instead of saying what is wrong. He learned it as a response to being controlled. He is now using it to control. The methods that were done to him have become the methods he does to others. On a team where conflict has become the norm. When a team operates for long enough inside a culture of blame and defensiveness, the individuals within it begin to adopt those behaviors as the baseline, regardless of their own starting values. Psychological safety erodes first, then honest communication follows. Within a few months, people who would never have blamed a colleague openly are doing exactly that, because that is what survival in the environment now requires. The connection between psychological safety and honest communication breaks down, and toxic trait mirroring accelerates in the vacuum. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What you can actually do when you recognize it. The first step is not a script or a system. It is a moment of honest reckoning. You have to be willing to say, I have been doing this, not because I wanted to, not because I'm like them, but because I was close enough to it for long enough, and it got in. After that, the practical work begins. Name the specific behavior you have absorbed. Not I have been difficult, but I have been interrupting people before they finish, and I learned that from watching someone do it to me. Specificity is the tool that makes this actionable. Vagueness lets it drift. Set a clear standard for how you intend to behave instead. Not a resolution, a method. Before difficult conversations, decide in advance what you will and will not do. If interrupting is the pattern, your method is to wait 3 seconds after the other person stops speaking before you respond. That is a practice. It is concrete, and you can apply it today. Address the source if you are still in proximity to it. If a team member is actively undermining group cohesion, there are direct scripts for addressing that behavior that allow you to name the problem without escalating it. If unmet needs are driving ongoing conflict, naming those needs directly is more effective than absorbing the friction indefinitely. Bring people into the repair process. Tell someone you trust what you have noticed in yourself and ask them to tell you, clearly and directly, when they see it surfacing. This is not a comfortable request to make. It is, however, a courageous one. And courage is the one quality that toxic trait mirroring cannot touch unless you let it. This much I know for certain: the person you become under sustained pressure is not inevitable. Toxic trait mirroring depends on your unawareness. The moment you see it clearly for what it is, you have already broken its grip on you. What you do with that clarity is yours to decide. Frequently asked questions. What is toxic trait mirroring? Toxic trait mirroring is when prolonged exposure to someone with damaging behavioral patterns causes you to unconsciously adopt those same patterns yourself. You do not choose to copy them. Repeated stress and emotional reactivity gradually reshape how you respond until their worst habits become your own. How do you know if toxic trait mirroring is happening to you? You know it is happening when people who know you well comment that you seem different, angrier, or more defensive. You may catch yourself using language, gestures, or tactics you once found offensive in the other person. The gap between how you want to behave and how you actually behave widens. Can toxic trait mirroring happen at work? Yes, and it is extremely common in workplace settings. Sustained exposure to a dismissive manager, a manipulative colleague, or a blame-shifting teammate creates the conditions for mirroring. Over time, you may adopt their deflection, their sharp tone, or their habit of undermining others, without consciously intending to. Is toxic trait mirroring the same as becoming a toxic person? Not exactly. Toxic trait mirroring describes a process of unconscious adoption under pressure. It does not mean you are fundamentally toxic, but if the patterns go unexamined, the adopted behaviors can solidify. Recognizing the mirroring early is what separates a temporary response from a lasting shift in character. How do you stop toxic trait mirroring before it takes hold? You stop it by naming it first. When you catch yourself behaving in a way that mirrors the person you resent, pause and ask where that response came from. Then reconnect with a clear standard for how you want to behave. Rebuilding self-awareness after sustained exposure takes practice, but it is entirely possible. Why do we mirror toxic traits even when we hate those traits? Because your nervous system is responding to threat, not making a values-based decision. When someone is consistently hostile or manipulative, your brain learns their patterns as survival data. You adopt the behaviors not because you admire them, but because proximity and repeated stress make them feel normal and functional. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.